You know what was hilarious? So last week's episode fucking sucked balls. I wasn't on it. Colleen's interview was unaudible.
Sucking balls.
You could tell you guys just weren't in it. It was half-assed the entire way. Except for when you told Charlie he was Norwegian as fuck.
So are you just going to ask me questions and I can answer it and then we'll go from there? And you can edit out anything that makes me look stupid? Or if I say something really messed up that needs to be gone?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's talk about how much we hate Scott, guys.
This is my checker.
I want to.
How are you doing, people?
Wake up, feel fine, grab my baggies off the clothesline. I want to wake up, restore, thinking back on the night before. I said yeah, then I did it. Having
it
not
a
second
thought.
It feels
like a rape dungeon in here.
I know exactly what he tastes like.
I said yeah, then I did it. La 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 la.
Just your mic for me.
No. You cannot buy the beer.
Beer! Close your eyes.
No. I always blame the beer.
Okay, here's the show.
It's so great. We have 19 kids between us, and we have to fucking wait for Scott.
Right, all the kids this are here. I'm prepared.
Fucking,
tell you what. Go grab Riley. Have him come out here and sit the fucking main seat, and he'll run this fucking thing.
Dude, I'm doing states. I'm doing a state report with Riley. I'm doing a states. I'm doing social studies project with Ava. Spelling words with Riley.
Yeah.
Fucking cooking two different meals because the kids don't. But let's wait for fucking Scott.
Right.
To get the sound right.
Glad you hurried. Couldn't have done this earlier.
Jesus.
And I am not fucking eating these jelly beans. What a waste of a fucking show idea. Just get rid of them.
Fuck your jelly beans.
Wow, that was loud.
It was perfect. I didn't think he was going to be able to fucking hear that thing. He's put him,
oh my God.
Put him in his pants.
What's going on over there?
Fuck. Now they're all going to taste like canned dog food. The guy's kids.
Jesus. Scott ran track.
Do you see that? That I post that as a response to everything.
Yes, I did.
I did.
Anybody
not
know where you
that.
Can get a used car in town that's any good? Like, no, but I know Scott Geiser ran
Scott
track.
Scott Geiser ran track in high school.
I'm doing all the stupid shit now.
It is episode. It is episode 29.
29. Okay.
And we have Colleen here tonight.
Hello.
And we have Mr. Joe.
Of course, I've returned.
And me, Charlie.
And we have an empty fucking seat where the actual adjust the micer is supposed to be fucking sitting, but apparently.
So unprepared, dude. So unprofessional. I'm sick of us doing everything. Yeah. That's the problem.
You know what we're going to do when we leave? We're going to unplug all the fucking wires and just walk out.
That'd be so fucked up.
Hey, let's
tie them on fucking knots.
Hey, real quick before we get this show on the road, man. Brent, we absolutely love you.
Dude.
We're eating Brent's meat.
I had his
That's what she said.
Way in my mouth.
We got ribs and pulled pork, and the ribs are I haven't tried pulled pork yet, but I'm going to get on it.
You're missing out. It's good
yeah,
stuff.
He,
the ribs.
He killed it on the ribs. He's like perfected that now, for sure. And I'm not like a rib person because I hate how it gets all stuck in your teeth. But
yeah, he did a good job, man. Brent, shout out to you. Thank you so much. Thank you
Those
so much.
Those ribs were unreal.
Welcome to the show, Scott.
Well, it's episode 29, Scott.
Hey, you guys are ready for a break? We're about halfway
done,
aren't we?
Take a break.
Let's eat more of them ribs.
The only podcast where I want every one of them.
Yeah, thanks That's for being true. Prepared yeah. and ready
well,
for the
only
show.
Because you'll lock the door and can't get in without you.
Perfect. Well, shout out to Brent. Yeah. Shout out to Charlie's legs.
Mm-hmm.
Every episode.
Shout out to Joe. You're looking good, man.
He's working on it. He's got a ways smash. To go. I'm not Norwegian as fuck yet.
Yeah. Colleen, thanks for leaving us last week.
Okay, yeah. That's very cool.
No. Appreciate Thank you for that. Answering your phone, at least.
Yeah, at least you did it. Yeah, you,
at
you're
least
a step
you
above
your
Joe.
Phone.
Well,
yeah.
You know, I just didn't think it's about the fact that you guys would be setting me up to put me on the show because I was thinking they're not doing a show.
Scott,
I was told we're not doing a show, so I'm going to go. And it did sound like I was saying French trivia.
A little bit.
You said French trivia the whole time.
Dude, I was saying friends, but.
It might have been the shot you did.
Yeah, it might have been. It's like,
yeah, how good was that shot? Did you bring me one?
I don't know.
You brought pork, but you didn't bring a shot?
Actually, I have two apple pie slice crawlers in my fridge, and I was going to bring them.
No, don't do that.
But. I was they're on diets, and I need something to bribe my parents to watch the kids with.
I drank too much last night.
There you go. Scott went a little hard in the paint last night.
It was fun,
but not too bad.
I'm saving mine until Saturday.
Not too bad.
Very good.
Yeah, what was going on last night?
I was just a smartass.
We went to Black Flag down in Melbourne.
Down in Melbourne. Where was it at?
The Iron Oak
Post.
Iron Oak Post.
Yep, Iron Oak Post.
I got you. Okay.
It was a great venue. Yeah. The staff there was awesome. They're real quick. If you wanted a drink, man, they're right there on it.
Yeah, nice. she was killing it, quick, man. On the waters for me. Yeah.
Dude, it was awesome.
Extra ice.
Showing my feet today.
I got some pictures from you guys there having fun. Then Ben came. I saw those pictures with him. And then there was this other old guy who kept hanging around with you guys. It really was fucking everything up.
Scalzi.
Oh, is that who that was?
Yeah. Scalzi? He kept bitching about people touching him at a punk rock show.
So much older.
What are these 25-year-olds doing having a good time?
Oh, God. That was him?
That is not okay. He's like, I almost pushed that guy through the wall.
Oh, my God.
We love you.
And then he turned around and left. Then he just walked out.
Yeah.
And then never saw him again.
Scott, Scott totally creeped the lead singer. Like bad. Like,
oh, dude, I was on it.
Like, we were all hanging out in a group. And
we saw him first outside.
Yeah. And then we saw Mike Vallely right next to us. And he's just hanging out, man. He's just talking to someone, just some random dude. And Scott's like, dude, that's Mike. And I'm like, okay.
No, you said it was like, Mike first outside.
I was like, yes, but what I'm talking about, we were inside and you creeped him.
He was talking to that guy for like 20 minutes, man. I was like, I want my time, man.
He's like,
I want my love too.
He's a jealous
lover. I need my time.
He's right there. You don't understand. I loved him in the CKY videos. He was so tough. He was so cool. And I turn around and he's gone. He's next to him. And
he might not be lying. He might be real on this one.
So these young kids, teenagers, come up and they want a picture. And Scott's like, I'll take the picture. Grab the camera out of the kid's hand. I'll take the picture.
I saved that kid's life, though.
Yeah, well,
he fell like 50 times in the middle of that pit.
So Scott takes the phone, takes a picture, and as soon as he's locked in, hey, man, what's up, man? My name's we all got in and took a picture. But
I made him put his hand in my pocket.
It was
the picture
a 15-minute creeper before he got the payoff.
But aren't you glad that you have someone who's willing to do that so you could have that picture?
Yeah.
But you know what they were doing? It didn't have to be you.
You know what they were doing? No, they were creeping me, waiting for me to get that.
We were making fun of them so bad.
They were, dude.
Really?
I was getting self-conscious. One point, I almost said, never mind.
Yeah.
Like, they almost broke me down.
But he went too far on the creepy side.
I walked away, like, I give up, and I turned around. And I thought there was an opportunity, so I went back, and then it was another 15 minutes.
Well, you would have totally regretted it if you didn't do it. You'd be talking about how you had no balls. You should have just went up to him, and you did it. And now everybody has memory, and you have a picture.
Balls now, bitch.
Creeper.
Creepy balls.
Creepy.
Then I misconnection.
We had a good time though. Watched the show. And
dude, that was a great dude. There was not one negative thing that happened that whole night.
From
good people.
From picking Charlie up to getting there.
Yeah.
To leave and to get home was perfect.
There you go.
Yeah, you guys were good on the ride home.
That was great.
Ben was a little.
He was ready to go do some more.
Yeah.
He was ready to hang.
It wasn't happening, man.
And Charlie was drinking water the whole night.
Yeah.
And Charlie's like, nope.
Yeah, nope. Shut up, Ben.
It was perfect. Right. We needed that.
Yeah, we had a good time, though.
Shout out to Ben, man. Good to see him.
That was a great show, man.
Yeah, it was fun.
And that's the first time I've gotten into a mosh pit since I broke my leg 5 years ago.
The leg.
Hey, did you guys know about that? He ran track and he broke his leg on a fucking penny.
Yeah,
I think
I did.
I think I've never heard that.
I ran track and cross country, dude. Don't fucking leave out the cross country part.
And cross country. I'll start.
I still got those shorts. I wonder if I can fit in them.
I think we should find out right fucking now.
Oh man,
right now.
Yeah.
Oh, right now. Yo, we all agreeing on this.
Hey, we already wasted 20 minutes waiting for you. Yeah. Let's do it again.
Hey, let's take 20 minutes to set up the audio and then go get your underwear on.
Hey, can I ask what did you friends trivia last week? Did you how did you won? You won, right? Obviously.
So the way
you won.
So we got every single question right.
So you won.
But you got extra points for every Playland of beer you bought. And my husband was the only one that bought one, and because the rest of us all had to drive. There was a team there that bought like 25 beers. So they beat us because of how many beers they bought. But this is in like right near UCF. It's all these college kids that can freaking drink.
Yeah.
Fuck them college
and
kids.
Like,
I'll anchor that team anytime.
You got every word or every question.
Yeah,
you got
it was honestly the easiest French trivia. I couldn't even believe the questions they were asking were so absurd. Like, what city does the show take place?
Stop it.
Like, who is the,
that's
what are the
you
main
a bunch
characters'
of fucking
names?
Kids there.
Yeah.
Never fucking saw the show.
When they would tell us the scores at the end, like a team would get like 5 points. I'm like, oh my God, there's no way they've even seen this show.
Really?
Like, so me and my friend Ashley, who's one of the bartenders at Hardware.
What's the point
we
of
just
doing
answered
trivia?
Yeah, nobody else was even paying attention to the questions. Me and her, she would answer them before they even finished a question because it was that easy.
That's
but
weird.
Yeah, it's not like our trivia.
Can I ask a friend's trivia question and see if you guys can get it?
I guess.
You may.
What show member played a professional sport before Friends?
Chandler played tennis.
Yeah, Chandler.
And I hate that fucking show.
How did you know that so quick?
Because
Why do you hate that show? It's so funny.
It. It's just like it was always on when I was
answered.
Up, I, was like,
I answered that. I answered that correctly at the Irish pub at Raunchy Trivia on Sunday night, and kind of got made fun of for it.
You should have.
And I had to think about it for a minute. I think it's Chandler, and I think it's Tennis.
I was there that night.
And we got it right. And we got it right. And I couldn't even get the question out, and Joe had the answer.
There it was.
That was pretty special.
I was there that night too, but I didn't want to be a fucking nerd, so I just ran out on my bar tab.
Oh my God. You're the one outside cheating out front.
Exactly.
Fucking on your phone.
Yep.
How's the diet going, everybody?
Fucking phenomenal.
I had bread just about 30 minutes ago.
Did you?
I ate a Popeye's chicken sandwich that night, Wednesday night, because there's a Popeye's right there.
I still haven't had that.
It's fucking awesome.
I was like, if the line is not long, I don't care. I'm going to eat this freaking chicken sandwich because I like their chicken
strips. Come on down to Popeye's and get that chicken.
And it was. It was really good.
Yeah, but is it like worth like...
It's not worth dying over.
No, but I'm saying like taking a trip.
Yes.
Is it really?
Yeah. I mean, huge. It's like the way that it's crispy, it's like the breading is almost like an airy, good crispy, like the Publix skin on their fried chicken, how it's really good.
We need
like
to get like someone to make Charlie's chicken.
Charlie's
chicken legs.
What is that?
No. That don't make any sense.
I don't know, man. Charlie's chicken.
What was weird is it had pickles on it.
Is that bad?
I didn't know it had pickles on it.
And it's better than Chick-fil-A.
Yeah,
I mean, I like Chick-fil-A. I think their customer service is a reason to go there alone because you'll have like a line out the road, you know. And
I heard I'll never get in a line for fast food that's more than like six cars.
I don't know.
If I see six cars, there's no way I'm going to get in that line.
Oh, I will.
Right, I don't care if I got to go 10 more miles to get a four car. I'm doing it.
Okay. Joe, what did you do this weekend, man?
Oh, God. What did we do? So,
how many carbs did you eat?
None. I mean, whatever's in minimal amounts of anything. I've had no carb breaks whatsoever.
You look good.
Working on it, man. Still got a ways to go. I'm not one of those guys that's going to jump on early. I'm done when I'm done. But now let's see.
Hard, man.
Friday morning, Evan had a science fair award ceremony thing at school. So mm-hmm. I went to that, and then I decided to play hooky with him the rest of the day.
Nice.
He wanted to go to Cocoa Village, so we went and got the dogs and walked around down there the afternoon, then picked up Jack from school. Saturday was Universal Studios. This is the first time I've been back since probably being a teenager, and the place
that's
is
fun.
Fucking awesome.
You didn't get a butterbeer?
I let the kids get one.
Did you do Hulk?
Oh, man.
Nah, Jack won't do Hulk. So we did Spider-Man? A lot of walking around, checking out cool shit. We did Transformers, which was fun. Yeah, it was good.
Transformers awesome.
I don't know if I'd been on that before or not. We were in line for Harry Potter, but then they were like, it's going to be an additional 40 minutes. There's an issue or something going on. Of course,
is that
Jack
the new
like,
one? The roller coaster one?
Yeah. Jack's like, I got to pee. So we broke off and did that. We just did a kind of bunch of walking around. And then on Sunday, we went out to Disney Springs.
Yep.
Did some shit out there.
I love Disney Springs.
Basically, the big takeaway from that was we did 7 miles walking on Saturday and over four and a half miles on Sunday.
That's awesome, man.
Just trucking, having fun, doing shit.
When I had my Disney passes ended today.
Okay.
So and I'm not renewing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I didn't either.
But when we'd go out there, man, it was, you know, 15,000 steps or more, and you're rocking. Walking, you're hustling too, man.
Evan's fucking Pokemon game keeps track of how far you're fucking going. Yeah. So we did this. It's like, okay, cool, right on.
I miss Disney, but I don't. You know,
I'm not going to miss it. I had my fill of it, and I love it. I'm not hating at all. It's
I love
it
when
it's
I get
worth
there.
It when you're using it.
Everything leading up to it is terrible, but once you get there, it's awesome.
Yeah, like I agree. I hate like if you go to Magic Kingdom, you have to park and normally way out there. And then you have to either take a ferry boat or a monorail.
Right.
Monorail.
And then it's just so much. At least security's gotten better now there. They've built a whole new security thing, and it's easier to get through.
A little faster getting in for sure.
Yeah, but still, it's like, it's not like Epcot where you can park pretty dang close to the entrance and walk right in. And then I laugh at the people that are riding the tram to get to the front because it's like the tram literally only takes them like a couple of feet. I'm like, you got to be kidding me.
The food and wine fest at Epcot is so good.
It really is.
Oh, man.
You know the worst part about fucking Disney is when you've been there all fucking day and you get on this ferry or this monorail and you ride back to the fucking stalls and you get on that fucking tram and the tram drops you off. And it seems like the longest fucking walk of your life to get to your car.
Yeah.
And then you got to drive.
Have you ever lost your car on the way back and forgot?
Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah. I'm like, I think I know where it is, but I'm like,
we're in Jafar 220.
Exactly.
No, we're in Simba 1974.
Especially we were going like every fucking weekend. I'm like, no, was that E.T. this time?
I take a picture of it.
We would always take a picture, and one time we didn't.
Yep.
And it was raining. It was late at night getting back.
No.
It was just me and Allie. It was just us two. And we were soaked, and we were laughing. Because we could not find my truck. We went like 7 rows too far and had to backtrack. Oh, man, it was a nightmare. That was the worst.
There it is. All right, so that was the weekend. Yeah, everybody had a blast. Everybody did good. You want to start off with the things we need to touch base on? Number one being Saturday's offsite podcast event.
Bug Nutty Brewery.
There it is. There it is, everybody. I heard Charlie hinting about it last week, but he wouldn't say. Only hint we got was it was going to be in Cocoa Village.
Joe got an event up last night, I saw.
Yeah, he did.
I actually did that.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Later, you know, so Bug Nutty Brewery.
We got someone keeping us in check on that, though, so we're good.
Yeah, we got Brent. Colleen running the show over there, cracking the whip.
She's getting it done.
Was it Brad hit me up?
What time? Yep. Saturday.
He's like, hey, could you tell Joe to actually do his job and post that book? And I said, yeah. Weird. And I love how you kind of threw that little jab at him right back out there.
What time on Saturday?
We are going to be recording at Bug Nutty Brewing in Cocoa Village at 1:30 on Saturday.
Okay. And now who are we talking to? Are we talking to the actual brewer?
We're talking to Scott. Yep, Scott's the brew guy.
You talking to me?
The main guy.
You talking to me?
No, we're never talking to you. No. We're going to talk to Scott from Bug Nutty, though.
Okay, cool.
So we'll get that knocked out. So you just chat with them a little bit about their kind of beers. You know, we did this thing at Play Linda, which was awesome and amazing.
That was such a good time.
Yeah.
It really was.
We'll go down there and chat with these folks as well. Anything
thanks to Colleen over here.
They got Play Linda beers on down there or no?
At Bug Nutty?
Yeah.
They probably
they
only have theirs.
Only their stuff?
Yeah, because they brew. I mean, I've met him a couple of times because when I worked at Bricks, he would come in there.
Right.
You know, because him and Ron, all the brewers kind of talk and hang out. So.
Well, they do the shared tap sometimes and all that kind of stuff,
like,
right?
Takeover kind of thing. Or
yeah, sometimes.
Guest taps or something.
We don't really do that much anymore.
No.
Y'all did have one at the Oak Post. They had a Play Linda beer
Oak
there.
Post,
yeah, the Iron Oak Post. They had a Play Linda beer there.
All right, so it's going to be Saturday at 1:30. The address is 225 King Street, Cocoa, Florida, 32922.
So we're going to get there around 1:30, and then we're going to hang out for a few hours probably.
Yeah, I figured we'll go.
Record, hang out, and then we have a party after that,
Danielle's
right?
Danielle's birthday party.
Shout out to Danielle.
Right after. So we've got a little hookup going on down there. Yep. You guys come for the
so Danielle
the show,
and Brad will be there. And they kind of, I think you got, didn't you get like a discount coupon code
or
something?
Yeah, in fact, he does. So yeah, if you come down, there's a $1 off brews that day with a secret code word, which you can receive by
message. Yeah,
change it to legs.
Hit one of us.
But yeah, we'll
hit,
be down
hit,
there,
hit one
come
of us
on.
Up.
Yeah,
on
man, we're gonna have a good time with that. We'll make it fun.
Show up. We'll see. We got any swag to give away, or we go through it all right now?
I need to order more, or
see
did not plan for that.
I can see what I got.
I'll see what I got.
I might have a few things.
I have one.
I can print out. I can. We can get some sticker. We can get some stickers made to take. I can make some.
Yeah, we
need to do another order, by the way. We were waiting after Christmas
to
order because of money and expenses and all that.
We'll do that part off the air because it's game boring.
Hey, you know what you guys should do before the 1:30?
Go to Kreiderman's Barbecue and eat.
No.
Okay.
Come to Hardware for the Girl Scout cookie pairing. I'll be working in.
Ooh. Okay, perfect. What time you guys stove? 11?
12.
12 o'clock.
What's your favorite Girl Scout cookie?
Peanut butter patties.
Peanut butter patties, yeah.
Thanks a lot.
I like the Samoas.
That was pretty good.
I used to love Thin Mints. But
yeah, thin mints are
pretty awesome.
The lemon ones are
the lemons are fucking great.
Really good.
Yeah. Dude, they're all just. Yeah. How do they have the corner on the market of cookies? Like their cookies are legitimately so much better than anybody else's.
Listen, dude, I've been on a fucking diet for like a month.
And you can only get them once a year.
Off the fucking floor. I mean, they're
how hasn't like Keebler and those motherfuckers in the tree not just completely copied that and made that shit?
I don't know, man.
Pepperidge Farms ain't got shit on
I'm
those
fixing
things.
To have a bunch of cases in my house, I'm sure, though.
Are you?
Oh, yeah.
Christ.
Every time you walk out of Publix, there's going to be a bunch of cute little girls over there selling cookies in their little uniforms.
And you got to buy some.
You got to go over there and
buy some. Yeah, I know. But it's awesome.
I love it, too.
So you guys are pairing. Who's in charge of the pairing? Is Ron in charge of that?
Mm-hmm.
Ron is.
Yeah. Yep.
He would be.
We got
killer.
He put some good beers on there.
He knows his shit.
We got that Scrub J Lemon Wheat.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be with one.
Nice.
The Wee Heavy is going to be with one.
Which
we're retapping Surreptitious, our Honey Belgian.
Oh, Chad, where you at? Chad Cook, Surreptitious.
Yeah.
That sounds good.
I think the Star Hopper, it's like pale ale.
And you guys got food trucks and everything out there,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, they're
going to
have in the back, I guess, in downtown Titusville. We just found out about it like a week ago.
Yeah, I saw something pop up.
They're doing food trucks at 4 o'clock in the back parking lot of like behind Hardware.
Okay,
that's a good idea in that little parking lot theory back there.
Because
there's only like
you know
30 spots or 40 spots back there, so they can just park elsewhere.
There's not a lot of parking
trucks
down there anyways, though, so that kind of sucks.
That's
true.
But I mean, we had that happen 2 years ago when I got back from maternity leave. My first shift back was the Girl Scout cookie pairing, and then they had the food trucks as well. We had a sign in the back that had arrows to like go around. And we were so busy. Like, I don't even remember working that hard in my life. Because, like, the Girl Scout pairing event is, like, the busiest one every year.
Oh, wow.
Like,
that is awesome.
I'm really I'm just nervous because, man, I know it's going to be packed.
It's going to be packed. Yeah, but you guys kill it. All your servers, all the staff there.
Like the during busier, the Christmas the better. Parade, you guys are so busy during the Christmas. I mean, there's a line just for that little side spot to get our beers to go outside.
When you open for the hurricane. And,
but you guys still take care of us,
man, you remember that?
Oh, my goodness gracious.
That was awesome.
But you guys killed it. I think there was like might have been three or four of you.
No, there was just me and Kyle.
There's two of you.
No, was it?
Yeah, you guys are. It looked like there was three or four. You guys killed it.
Yeah. That was a fun shift to work, though.
Yeah, that's when you know you got the right people working for you.
Yeah, Kyle's the best.
So
they can park behind the Wells Fargo place, right?
Yeah, or like at the like where you park for the theater, and then just walk down,
walk across.
And
yep, that little middle section there.
Yeah,
there's not many spots there either, really. When you think about how many people can go downtown,
eventually they're gonna have to put parking.
They're gonna have to.
They're gonna have to find something.
Dude, even when Koibler's was open, it would fill that place up.
Like, isn't there a couple streets over, like some vacant buildings that they can?
There's like that on Baldwin Street where it's like right past Main Street, kind of between Burger King, and whatever. There's that open field that normally people will park at, and there's spots over there. But
that's true.
Hey, you know, did you guys see the rocket this weekend?
Nope.
The explosion?
Yeah. Like they did that on purpose, right?
Yes.
Yeah, it was really cool because that's when I realized I got to work and there was no parking spaces anywhere because everybody was waiting to see the launch.
Me and Joe tried to go have breakfast.
Exactly. We were trying to go to the downtown diner that morning and I was like, dude, there's no parking anywhere. There's people waiting out front. I'm not doing the diner.
Yeah. So is there six people in line? If there's six people in line, I'm not going.
Exactly. Just like your fast food store.
Fuck that.
You guys are prima donnas when it comes to that.
How cool is watching that, though? You got to be happy that the rocket exploded because it was supposed to.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
That's really cool, actually.
Yeah.
It's cool. We have that going on right there.
Yeah, and all the people that work out there, I see them. They're excited. They come in and they, man, when they talk about it, it's like, I'm so proud of them and how hard they work because it's like, normally you just see it from afar and you forget that there's like people in our lives that are so involved
in
that.
It's a giant accomplishment, man.
So. It really is. I mean, they're going to have manned flights here in a few months.
Yeah.
Or ready for them in a few months. I mean, that's huge news. I mean, that's going to bring a lot of people.
Yeah.
You know what
the town, that helps the breweries. That helps all the local restaurants.
Yeah.
You got Lloyd Have Mercy. They have their thing going on right now. Aren't they doing the work tonight?
Yeah.
Didn't Restaurant you run Impossible? Track and cross country with his son or something?
Huh?
The guy from Lloyd Have Mercy.
He ran track, Elgin.
Okay, yeah. Track, I knew it was track or cross country. I didn't want to fuck it up. Yeah. Not say both.
Didn't know you were a runner.
Oh, I can run. I'll race you right now.
Speaking of Scott running track, you know what the fucking best part
was? I feel
was?
Like I want to race you.
I will win right now.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that were involved in that SpaceX rocket and all those things. But the best part was the people online. They were like, did you guys just see that fucking rocket explode? What's going on?
Yeah,
no
freaking out.
And then everybody just trolling the shit out of him. It was fucking great. It's like some poor 7-year-old woman who just didn't know.
Oh, man.
Was that? Are you talking about the truth about Ticeville thing, right?
Yeah, whatever it was.
I mean,
well, the guy who made that post, purposely made that post because he's the guy that does the recaps every week.
Yeah, that was a troll. Yep. Yeah, he set it up way too easy. But there was some old lady, might have been like the Poor St. John page or something.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think it was the Poor St. John page.
That lady's being serious. Like
it was hilarious. Someone tagged me in it or something, and it was really funny.
It was pretty fucking good. God, there was that, but it was awesome.
So Chiefs or 49ers? Super Bowl.
Chiefs.
I want to know. Chiefs.
Mm-hmm.
Me too.
The Chiefs to win, and I don't think they can lose. Like I mean, I know 49ers defense is really, really, really good.
I think
and
Andy Reid's going to pull it out, man.
Their running game is really, really, really good.
But no
Patrick Mahomes is really, really gooder.
He's just so much better.
What he is phenomenal.
Right.
He's fucking phenomenal.
I mean, they were losing. Like by so many points in the first quarter, and then like came back and
like an epic run.
We talk about the Texans. It was 24-0.
24-0,
and then won by 20 points.
Shout out to Tennessee though, bro. Tannehill, I support you, bro.
Yeah,
they
so
really...
happy to see him.
I'm gonna go the other way. I'm gonna go the other way and take San Francisco just because.
Good.
No skin in the game whatsoever.
Jimmy G, man.
My buddy listening up. Hopefully Brady O'Connell, if you're listening to this, I know it's your crew, it's your team. So I got you. I'll back you.
Yeah.
See how it goes?
Tell I am with the Chiefs. I want Max. Max is a huge Chiefs fan.
He invited me over last week to his house to watch the game, and I couldn't get out of the house. I was
Did he have any moonshine there?
Oh, my God. No, he has moonshine wherever he fucking goes.
Exactly. He carries around a fucking water bottle.
He's a madman.
Rather than that, he showed up at Chad's fucking garage and just was like, everybody takes shots of fucking moonshine. He was like, no.
No. He's like, absolutely not.
Like, nobody.
Like, he came in at a 10 and everybody was at a 4. Everybody was like, what are you doing?
He's ready to fucking rage. It was like the night before his birthday or
That's
something.
That's awesome.
Like, drink a birthday shot.
It might have been his birthday.
Was it? thought his birthday was
We just
to be
shit
midnight.
On it. We're like,
we called him out of nowhere one night to say, hey, we can meet out with you. 5 minutes later, he's out there hanging with us. And then we're leaving early. He's like, where y'all going? Y'all got me out. Now you're leaving? We're like, yep, we're going home.
Yeah, he's a huge Chiefs fan, so yeah, I kind of I hope the Chiefs win, man. I think they're going to win a lot of Super Bowls in Mahomes.
I think they're going to win a lot of Super Bowls.
They haven't won in, like 50 years or something?
San Francisco mm-hmm. takes the game, yeah, though.
It's been forever.
It's a good
Unless
story.
Unless Mahomes goes down, they're going to win a lot.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm really sad. Eli Manning retired.
All right, let's just get this out there. I saw...
What's his name?
The greatest quarterback ever, Eli Manning.
Peyton Manning.
You know,
brother.
I never said he was the greatest.
He has... His facial expressions are the best.
Yeah, Manning's.
Every time he looks at the camera,
he can laugh at himself.
Younger,
like he makes fun of himself just as much as
should.
Like. I mean, he's a good
Manning
guy.
With a normal sized head.
And I'm just glad he's retiring.
He just cut off like a foot
it
of his
gotten
head.
Gotten way worse
and then
for
you
him.
Have Eli.
Yeah, I don't see him. I can't see him in another uniform.
No,
like
me neither.
Jets uniform.
It would be awful.
You can't put him in a Jets uniform.
No, he's not going.
Can't put him in like a Lions uniform. He's
well, he sucks enough to be a Lion. I mean, in all fairness, what he's been the last few years, he's gotten pretty
bad. Shout out to Russ Lyons.
Listen, sometimes I think, he looks really bad, but we had a really bad team like surrounding him. If you don't have an offensive line to like block these people coming at you, what are you going to do?
He threw a lot of interceptions.
I know. Yeah, I think.
Yeah, I mean, I get it, but
it just sucks because like I have so many great memories of the Giants winning the Super Bowl because of him.
I get it.
I mean, because of a team. He was a team player.
Like the team was good, and he was a good game manager.
They won those Super Bowls from the defensive line and Tom Coughlin.
He was your
that defensive line was insane.
Who was your boy at Tampa that won?
Who? Gruden?
Dilfer?
Oh,
Trent Dilfer.
No, that was Brad Johnson.
Baltimore. Baltimore, you're right. Yeah. So those guys are just game managing style quarterbacks that are good. Exactly. They're great in their own right. I'm not hating.
Yeah, but Eli, but
they
Eli wasn't
the,
that
the
bad.
Main,
he could put
they
up
weren't
numbers.
The star of the show.
Yeah, but he could put up numbers. Eli could sling it back in the day. Could.
Listen, I thought long ago we ended this whole fucking stupid Eli Manning fucking.
This is the last time we're ever talking about him on the show.
Well, it's official. I'm just glad because I did not think he would actually do it because he seems like the kind of guy that's like, no, I'm just going to wait.
Is he get the Hall of Fame?
How many Super Bowls?
Of course, he's going to get.
He's got.
I think
so.
He's got two Super Bowls.
Yeah.
Peyton Manning's got.
So is one Super Bowl just an automatic Hall of Fame? One Super Bowl?
No,
not one. But once
is
you get
two,
into two
automatic.
Then, I mean, the thing is, he's been playing a long time. He's got some good numbers.
He's well respected.
Yeah, he's in.
Yeah.
I honestly think he could have wrapped it up.
I just don't think he's
a Hall of Fame quarterback.
No, I don't think.
In my whether he gets in or not, like I give him, I'll give him all the respect of that. You know, if he gets in because he has
had
a
long career.
He's a good guy.
I
give him all that, but he just ability wise.
You know what the thing I love is his brother has two Super Bowls. He has two Super Bowls. You add that up, that's four. That's two less than Tom Brady. Isn't that awesome?
That's true.
That's pretty sweet.
Isn't that cool?
I mean, and it could have been two more, but
exactly. You guys could have two more, but guess who stopped?
Well, they'll take six.
Whatever,
six
man.
Six is enough.
I'm not.
Six
is
enough.
Peyton Manning's getting like less hair, and he's turning into like Coneheads Dan Aykroyd.
I don't like Peyton.
He's annoying. Forehead.
Okay, so you're the only one taking San Fran.
Yeah, I'm taking them. Let's see what they do.
All right. I think it's a 1-point spread, so it's one of those. It's kind of like a pick'em.
Let's take a break.
Let's take a break.
Are we down for the break?
Yeah, let's go eat some meat. Brent's meat!
Come on down to Scott's house and get some Brent's meat.
Oh, my God.
Fuck with it.
Brent's meat! Hang up. I will hate your fucking...
Dream I was a tree. I said ain't nobody can cut me down. I had a dream I was a sea. I said ain't no motherfucker can get to the bottom of me. But it got deep in the darkness, apart from the softness of insanity. It could be your house of heaven, your house of heaven, your house of heaven. You just can. A theatrical lesbian thesis, at least it. Watch me lace this body with some bases. Contagious kid could be the man, I'm the jester. Best to say I'm broke, the hourglass next to the hammer diagram. Hooks and shit, no so perception, but Huxley was the book to get. I get rhymes like Jim, kick the bucket.
Nature kid one, deep-rooted is like the source of a duck of the days. I had enough, I told with the dead, but now the dead is dead. I gas my lid instead, defend. More chicks than kicks, thrown in karate flicks. Like big stick, last ditch, be the kids to the sticks. Don't get tall, it's for Hendrix, fixes for Shannon. Picture like a cannon. Who the fuck's the man when I smoke the Buddha? Nigga, got rule with my crew. Satchel or natural, in fact, I'll be bugging. You will all come down with decent Jason through the earth. Meet the flower child, I saw generation curse. Cursed curse, you macho turn. Motherfucker. Nerds of the gender, but your raps don't mean nada. But the raps don't mean not if you ain't got a word as long. I got my figure eight so they can fuck the break it down, cause I'm true. Nobody can cut me the fuck down. It's deeper than darkness, apart from the softness of insanity. It could be your house of heaven, your house of heaven, your house of heaven. I choose my canopy. How can it be my canopy security? I like this planet be the purity. It's sure to be infinity. This kindred be no enemy or friends to be pretending. They rendering their serenity. No enemies, still maybe insanities. Said to be collaging the facade like camouflage. But meant to be more, much more territorial. Exploring them doors from which wars caused the pause for memorial. Only 2 days come. 21s flew over the cuckoo. Nest in the best, I confess, I contest. Stress of the mismatch, mesh of conditioning, flesh defects. At each other meaning another. My brother, we need to shoot rush with the mother. Land, cause understand, earth is birth daily, and yet rarely we give it worth and curse. Be them dead trees in which we trust. When we be them dead trees, we turn to dust. Must we bust the head for a confusion? Conclusion, we'll all be dead of no confusion. I had a dream I was a tree. Nobody gon' cut me down. I had a dream I was the sea. Nobody could get to the bottom of me. To the bottom of me. And now the drum will get weak. It's deeper than darkness, apart from the softness of insanity. What could it be? It could be your house of heaven, your house of heaven, your house of heaven. We choose a canopy. Raps out, Sherry and Tia from Candy Records. I brother bands around Florida, Skip Day, Buckhead, Gargamel, Clues, Drew Bravo. What's up, Manny and Daniel? Withdraw, Seven Sisters, BCP, Cal, Natural Resistance, Trooper Deal. The winner never gets no love, NSB, niggas, what's up, Mars, niggering, bitch, new shoes and ill snot. Serpent, Dividend, Cypher, Cock, Strong, and Gang Ring, real time recording. Groove 2, good luck, bro. The real ratios, you gotta love them. And motherfuck Crow, gotta represent Southside, how we do. Every motherfucking day till the day we die. Now we gon' fly, we be out.
It's such a good feeling to know that people can love us even when we're not perfect. Do y'all know that?
You know, it's such a good feeling to know that
Mr.
I love
Rogers
Brent's
knew
meat.
That. Mr. Rogers yeah. knows that.
Shout out to Brent's meat.
Exactly.
Brent, your meat. It's delish.
Double delish. We've got some pictures, I think.
What's your favorite dish? It's at Brent's house, and I'm not going to order it from Zanzibar.
What?
Tenacious D.
Yeah, that was really good, man.
That was really bad.
That pulled. No, not you. You're terrible. That pulled pork's amazing.
That pulled pork was delicious. I don't know why he didn't want it to come over here. It's staying here. The ribs are all gone.
Yeah, the ribs were
like,
so good.
I was like, maybe get one a little. Y'all been here an hour. Honestly. Like, I ate three of them before y'all got here, and they're
just
all
gone.
Yeah.
Dick move.
I am not dieting tonight.
Well, they're ribs.
No, he ate them with bread, though.
Yeah. Oh, cool. Scott's going through his Mr. Rogers book. Yeah. Everybody loves this.
It looks, you should take video of this. It looks like an old man like going through this thing, like looking for some fucking weird belly, fairy right. tale.
Let me suck my stomach in.
That's it. Pull your shirt down. Make sure there's no belly button dangling.
This is getting real serious. Are you looking for another quote right now?
Say cheese.
Yeah, there's
Scott,
so many good ones.
Look at the
be a
camera.
Helper. That's what it said in here. I wouldn't
will you please stay still?
Will you hurry the... Are you videoing me? I knew you were. I knew it. That's why I didn't...
Did you know he was? Because I said, hey, you should video Scott doing this.
I didn't hear. I don't pay attention. When y'all talk, I only listen
that's
like occasionally.
Yeah, I don't think any of us listen to one another. That's a good fucking
that's why I usually like y'all be saying something like, huh, what were you talking about again?
I think that one's better.
Haven't you found that the best way to be happy is to be helping somebody else?
Oh, fucking Christ.
So can you guys help me?
Really happens.
Turn somebody, your mic off.
Somebody help nice me. Fucking
help us and turn your mic off.
Help us. Help the crew.
Help Joe, us. You're the devil, bro.
What did I do?
You're just evil.
I just don't want to hear Mr. Rogers.
You just attract
didn't he
evil.
Rape kids or something?
What?
Oh, no. Oh, can't do.
Joe,
nope.
Joe.
What?
I'm about to jump
whoa,
over
like
this.
It feels like some like World War
II. I'm about
II.
To defend his dead honor.
Secret special forces guy or something. Oh, they like raped kids and they took him off the air.
Oh, this is taking a no. turn, man.
I don't know what just happened.
No.
Wasn't he like some decorated war hero or something? Like
the
Marines? The
kindest person to ever live.
He's right. No Bob Ross.
On the
that.
Air.
He's better than Bob Ross, bro.
No,
he's
turned off
he's
the cameras.
Way better than Bob Ross.
How many happy little trees
Macaulay
he got?
Culkin.
A lot more than Bob Ross.
No, that was Michael Jackson.
Oh, that's right. We're not talking about Michael Jackson? Who are we talking about?
Mr. Rogers.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I wasn't paying fucking attention.
Not listening to you.
I'm
either.
On Facebook. I'm looking at this.
What are we? What are
huge
we doing here,
Facebook
guys?
Post.
What are we going to talk about?
I think you gained weight.
Joe made a Facebook post. Let's talk about
finally.
That.
Finally,
there's a lot of them.
Colleen, got a lot of people listening. That was good.
We're talking about our favorite teachers.
It's true. Charlie brought it up. Then he stole mine.
No, 100. Yeah.
Okay, the cafeteria workers are not teachers,
that's
guys. Like. But, of course, I will always remember
I
fries,
I like that
Irene.
We both had fries, people. We had like, the girl, she's like, you want the fries?
Yeah, it was,
and she was the nicest, perfect lady at Astronaut. And y'all had one at Titusville.
It's so funny because, like, I seriously remember that so well. And it was so awesome that Jessica Algera, I didn't even meet her until after I was, like, 21. And I still was
fries
talking about
Irene.
Fries Irene
fries
hanging out
Irene.
With her.
That's so
it's, like,
funny.
Ridiculous.
So the post was, who was your favorite teacher? I was
who is your teacher and what does she do?
At THS, who gave us pizza and yelled, fries Irene, but Charlie beat me to it, so I'll go with Irene herself for the win. Tagged you guys in it, and it's gotten some fun. There's a lot of people playing along.
Miss Barba.
Oh, I felt so Spanish bad for
teacher.
Her.
Chester, I used to act like the intercom, like I'd put my hand... And she'd be like, oh, yeah, hola. Like, she would look at the thing, she was, yeah. And she would think it was really the intercom.
So did you have her when she was in the new building, when we first moved into the Wise building? Or did you have her at Riverview?
I had her at Riverview.
Okay, so
always.
When we moved into the Wise building is when I had her, and people would do that to her.
Mm-hmm.
And so she put a box over the intercom,
mm-hmm.
and then they would still do it. And she's like, I don't understand.
Yeah.
Like, why is this still happening?
Esther Barba was one of the most tormented people I've
really?
Ever met. And she had to be a fucking joke that Brevard County School Board actually let her do what she did.
Yeah,
I'm just being totally honest. She didn't know what was going on.
No,
she may have been a very sweet person, but she just got taken advantage of constantly.
Yeah,
and she was definitely one of the funniest teachers because, or one of the favorites because it was hilarious in there.
Yeah. I mean, looking back now,
Mr.
though, it was
Stinson
like
an astronaut man.
It was really messed up.
Yeah, I've heard that name.
Horrible. He didn't like people touching his stuff, like pens and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So like Ralph Street and Tate Ledford and me and Mike Fisher were all in this class together. And he wanted to know everybody's nicknames and stuff like that. Like, if you want to be called something different, I'll call you all year. So Ralph's like, I want to be Ralphie. So everybody's coming up with these funny names.
Stupid names.
And everybody would go up and just take a pencil off his desk immediately, and he'd get mad. Well, if you had a test that day and you didn't want to take the test, you could talk about, like, why are there waves? Can you explain gravity to us and how all the sun, the
he's
lunar stuff creates waves? And he, dude, he's so smart. He'll get into it. He really gets into it and talks about it. And it's really interesting, actually. Like, you're joking because you don't want to take the test, but he actually kind of taught you some cool stuff. And he was just kind of a little fidgety.
Who's
your favorite?
We had Mr. Clevenger.
No, it was usually the female substitute teachers that were smoking hot And then all of us, the boys, we'd get all giddy. You know, he'd get us all the boys worked up and talking about it. Because she's a fucking substitute in fucking science today. And then all the girls, she ain't that hot. And like, it would be this whole jealous thing going on. Those are my favorite teachers. Because we didn't have to do anything. We watch movies and shit.
Wouldn't expect anything less creepy than that at all. Okay. Perfect.
Shout out to Coach Canfield. He was an awesome teacher at Astronaut that I liked a lot.
Yeah, one good thing about this topic, which Colleen, you know, shout out to you for coming up
well,
with.
Well, somebody posted Gattopi. It on the Titusville site, and I was like, man, that's a really good, you know, post, because you forget about teachers. I mean, not you don't forget
Miss
your
Perry
favorites,
Astronaut.
But when you ask other people, then you remember them, like we're seeing on this post now. Some of these teachers, like Mr. Clevenger.
Miss Chamberlain at Astronaut was awesome.
Clevenger, I forgot about. They were real red nose,
yep.
Drunk as hell all the time.
All the time.
We had Mr. Rossini in the driver's ed outside. He had a... Allegedly, we should say that, right?
Yeah.
But the kids used to talk about him having bottles of vodka in the back of the car because he used to go back there and open it all the time. So everybody knew. One kid in our school, Fred. Yeah, Fred. He went and just started doing wheelies in the car, and Orsini was all the way on the other side of the parking lot, and he's running, Fred! And he's just wheeling. Oh, dude.
Oh, my God.
It was so funny.
Yeah, then you got Mr. Blake, who ended up being the mayor.
Shout out to
mayor of Cocoa,
awesome.
Right? Mike
Super
Blake.
Cool,
man,
yeah, Mike
I loved
awesome.
Mr. Blake. He used to always say, save it. Yeah. Save it, Shoebrooks.
Mr. Redline?
Redline. Mr. Redline.
Redline?
Yeah, he was a math teacher.
I don't remember him.
Rode his bicycle everywhere.
I loved math so much in school. Oh,
Dad did it right there.
Yeah.
There you go.
He used to ride his bicycle everywhere.
So every March 14th was Pie Day, and we all got to bring in pies, and we would eat pie in his class. And now, like, I will never forget Pie Day because of that.
Were y'all big fans of Dan Diesel and all that over there?
I didn't know.
Coach Halleck at Astronaut was probably really one of
Rachel Mahan was. Shout out to Rachel. How about Dan Diesel?
About what happened? Oh, was it what?
I don't know.
What I miss?
Nothing. Just a good teacher.
Fair enough.
That's it.
I don't know. Is there some negative story that you're trying to...
No, nothing.
Well, something that
is... No,
we
say just, it like that otherwise.
We were just in the same class together. That's it. Is he still teaching?
I have no idea.
No.
Okay. No.
You
sure?
Is he like the mayor or something now?
He's not the mayor. He's on the...
I have no idea.
Something with the government, but...
I just remember he's always like, from Astronaut, anytime you heard Titusville High School, it was usually Dan Diesel.
Because of football
like,
program.
And then y'all never beat us like for 10, 11 years.
Like, I didn't think our football team was
play,
that good.
So I can't talk any trash at all.
Yeah, I didn't know why he was a big deal. But
I don't know.
I never had him. I didn't even know he taught. I thought he was just a football coach.
No, he taught chemistry or biology. One
what?
Of them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Sure did.
A BR at Astronaut, shop teacher, is one of my favorites. And probably my favorite was Coach Halleck.
Yeah, Randy Halleck.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a max.
He was awesome.
I think Mr. Marabito is like one of my definitely favorites. He taught humanities. And they called him the Magister. And he was super intelligent.
Yeah.
And he put up with a lot of my shit. Because, like, this was, like, when I was there when they were transferring all of us from Riverview to the new building at Titusville. And his class, and there was only one other class that was, like, Mrs. Joint's drama class was in Riverview still. And so we'd be out there all by ourselves. And I've had my friends who had passes to leave school bring me food and deliver stuff. And he's like, oh, Colleen.
When you guys were seniors, did you guys ever go and prank Astronaut in any way?
No.
Never.
So. No.
That's like school spirit.
I didn't care enough.
That. Yeah.
Well, that didn't.
I'm not doing shit. Like, I'm not fucking vandalizing school or kicking somebody's mask out over.
I knew everybody over there because I went to elementary school at Pinewood years ago.
Gotcha. Yeah. Okay.
So I got along. I
always got along with everybody.
Yeah. I knew everybody over there.
Did you guys?
I talked to like when I ran track when I was really fast.
No.
Nope. When I ran cross country and everything.
Okay.
The Danny Quinn.
Yeah.
He ran track and cross country and never beat me one time in a race. So I used to call him before races or try to and pray, hey, you can actually beat Scott Geiser this weekend and hang up. So we were kind of friends. Just
damn, dude, that's really gangster, huh?
Oh, man.
It was so gangster. So, it's cross country with my high shorts and I'm calling people that I'm faster than you. I'm going to run faster than you.
It's pretty tough.
Silas almost got a fight with a kid at school not long ago because he said he could run faster than him. And they didn't have the opportunity to compete.
So they just had to throw hands?
Throwing punches.
He'd tell him to come catch his hands?
he punched the kid in the stomach. The kid hit him first. He punched him in the stomach. Like he got in trouble. It was a bad day. It was a bad day. But it was all over who was faster. But I always liked the competition with Danny. All that kind of, you know, the Titusville Astronaut rivalries were kind of fun.
Yeah. I played soccer all 4 years. And I remember like Holly White being on Astronauts
team.
We were
the greasers. You guys were the socials.
And like we had all stars.
Sure you were.
And we'd all play together. And that was so strange because Holly was so intimidating back in high school, man. She's like so good. And I was like, oh my God, now I have to play with her. And all this time I've spent like not liking her. And then we ended up becoming really good friends after that. Oh, I just saw her at Cracker Barrel the other day.
Oh, I love Cracker Barrel.
Story with a happy ending. That should be Mr. Rogers' book.
The older you get, I didn't like Cracker Barrel when I was young. Now I like it. And my kids hate it.
Oh.
So the older you get, the more you like Cracker Barrel.
Hey, the Magic are about to play.
Well, who are they playing?
Can we end the
Nobody
show
Nobody cares. Yeah, we'll end the show so we can all run out of here for that fucking Chicago
Marco Fultz with that triple-double against the Lakers.
Wow, that's cool.
Let's talk about the Magic, guys.
Triple-double? Is that, are we talking about hockey?
Oh, man.
Fucking basketball.
Fucking devil.
Colleen, do we want to give you a shout-out about what you posted last week?
There was a special event, special thing.
Yeah.
Whatever you want to call it.
An amazing special. I wish we had. We need sound effects. It was,
you know what, Scott? Yeah. Tell us it's phenomenal.
This is so phenomenal. This is a legit phenomenal situation.
It is legit phenomenal. It's actually
we are going to shut up so you can tell the story.
God, I wish you would.
So my middle son, Keegan, has been completely nonverbal besides grunting and screaming. And Friday, he just spoke out of nowhere and said 6, 7, 8 and pointed to numbers like on cards. Like, it's so crazy. I just can't believe, like, he literally went from saying nothing and then just started saying that. And
how did that make you feel, though?
Like, I cried. Like, I mean, I literally cried because I had already come to the conclusion that he wasn't going to talk. You know, at least if he was going to talk, maybe it would be when he was way older. But like his brother had a hard time talking. But by 3 and a half, he was being able to repeat stuff.
Yeah.
And Keegan had shown no signs of that. Like I could see him struggling. But the school we have him in and the teachers that they have there, they work so hard with these kids. And
that's awesome.
What's the name of the school?
It's a long name, and I think they're going to change it, but it's Brevard Christian Early Intervention Center. It's in Port St. John, kind of across from Frontenac, Riverside.
Okay. Yeah.
But basically, with the school, they used to be at the Children's Center here in Titusville under the name Caladium, and it was all the teachers and behavioral therapists that were there. Caladium went under. Some of the kids went to Able, and our teachers that my kids had decided to start their own school, They had to do it really quick. So they found a place at this church. And they had a building they weren't using, and they made it happen. And now it's like, I mean, they're so incredible, man. These teachers,
that's so great.
Like, yeah.
And how long have they been open?
They've only been open maybe a year and a half, but that's at that school. I mean, because they were all working together before.
Okay, that's so awesome.
Yeah, they're trying to expand.
It really is.
Right now, it's like a lot of younger kids, but they're trying to make that school to where they don't even have to go to like a regular school if they can't.
Yeah, that's frustrating. Yeah. That's frustrating. I live in Port St. John. This is the first time I've ever heard of it.
Never heard of it.
Yeah, exactly. I mean,
that's so cool.
Yeah, they do all different types of disabilities and behaviors. You know, like, so you go in there and it's cool because the other parents, like, there's no judgment there because it's like anywhere else I go, it's like they see my kids and they think, oh my God, you know. But there, it's like we all look like hot messes dropping off our kids who are like laying down in the dirt parking lot. You know, they all just take off running towards the river. And there's a mom that just drops
out a bottle
stuff
of Jack
run,
out of
like,
the trunk and take a shot with your fucking, with the other parents.
It's
here's
really,
our fucking shot of Jack for the day, guys.
It's really a great, I'm so.
And how rewarding is it for the teachers, you know?
Oh, they were crying. Yeah. Especially with so Keegan's cool class. Because, I mean, they have been working so hard with him. Because all the other kids, they can all kind of talk. He's the one that like, I mean, they have one-on-one teachers the whole time anyways, and it's just, I can't believe it.
So, silly question, and I just don't know. So, does that mean he's, like, speaking more now? Is that a one-time thing?
Now he says hi.
Okay.
Like, and we went to a birthday party this weekend with Brent's whole side of the family, and so awesome. They've never heard him talk, and he just goes up, he's like, hi, you know, and it's like, nice. Oh, my God. Like,
very cool.
I don't even know what his voice really sounds like, and I thought I would never know, you know, and now I'm hearing it.
That's
it's
amazing.
Really awesome.
Yeah, when you posted that on Facebook, I was having kind of a shitty day, and that just changed everything, man.
It's awesome.
Seeing stuff like that on social media is just awesome, man.
Yeah.
So thank you for posting that.
Yeah.
And like we're sitting here talking about all these teachers, right, that we liked, our favorite teachers and everything. The only thing that you could ask for your teacher more than anything is that she cares.
Yeah.
So you have teachers that care.
Oh, they care
and
so
we're
much.
We're talking about teachers that care.
And to take on a specialty like that.
I don't know.
God bless them, man.
At them and I'm like, wow, they choose to do
to
this.
To do this, yeah.
Like, they have such patience and like, oh my gosh, like I
hardly have patience with my kids and they're good.
You don't have patience with us.
Like my kids are good.
Right. And I don't have enough patience for Scott to rewire the whole fucking system.
It's a lot of work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty bad.
People really don't understand what it's like. like for my at my house, yeah. like with two kids on the spectrum. I can't imagine what my life would be like without these teachers who are helping us like get them to the places
so
where they need to be. So
yeah, getting into a job feel like special education, man. It takes a certain type of human being, man.
No joke.
Yep,
one of his behavioral therapists actually got a season pass to Disney. So now she goes to Disney with us and helps us with their issues that they have out there. Like with telling them that they can't ride a certain ride or walking a certain direction, because some of them, depends on which one, they're very routine driven or, you know, things have to be a certain way.
Yeah.
And she tries to help us, you know, change that. But yeah.
Very cool. That's awesome.
That really is.
Yeah, it's great they even have that opportunity.
Yeah.
Very cool.
You ever think with people that have jobs like that, like how meaningless your job is? Like no, I'm being serious. Like they legitimately make huge differences in people's lives.
Yeah, if you really think about it,
it's of
all of us here and all the career paths we've taken, the only one with a job that doesn't mean shit is Scott.
Yeah.
What?
I guess you got a point with that.
Oh my gosh, that's so
mean.
I mean,
listen, you know, I do what I do. Obviously, Charlie's doing what he's doing.
He gets
the
pineapples
beers you
to
help us with,
Idaho.
That's amazing, right?
I just transport food for people to eat.
Right. Yeah.
You don't even do that. You just tell people.
I tell
to
people
do it.
To do it.
Right.
From a desk and get fatter. It's so true.
Okay, why don't you deliver a fucking truckload?
You think I don't stress out and think about that and sit in the bathroom at work and cry for 15 minutes and play three games of Clash Royale every fucking day, you asshole?
Oh, God, that was amazing.
Then why are you looking at me? Joe's the one who said it.
That grenade
He's throwing it all over at me.
It's fucking, I told you he's the fucking devil.
I did not say that.
No, this is Joe. Joe feeds, like, Charlie is a totally different human being when Joe's around.
Yeah, he's
like,
a devil.
It's not even
shoulder.
Close. Hey, if Ben was right here, all three of us would be being nice to each other and laughing. And
Joe's
throwing,
a devil
and
on
throwing
my shoulder.
Lighthearted jokes.
I'm literally
okay?
sitting here right just thinking, shit.
When we were out 2 weekends ago, when Joe's there, Charlie's a little dick.
And
a little leg dick. And then as soon as he left, Norwegian. Charlie was like the fucking my favorite person in the world. He ran and jumped in a mosh pit and like.
That's amazing.
Dude, it was amazing.
Well, I love you, Scott.
And then last night was the best night ever.
Joe's here right
fucking
now.
Joe shows up and Charlie just hated on me all
Joe's
day.
Here right
Joe's
now,
over there.
And I love him.
Everything on the writing board about our fucking stories is about Scott being a creep. Let's Scott creepy story. Scott rabbit hole story. Scott's a douchebag. Scott's got a fat stomach. Let's take a picture of Scott's asshole crack when he bends over.
It was true. We did try.
What else can we fucking talk about, Scott?
I didn't say anything. That was all Joe.
And now I'm just blowing up right fucking now. Here it is.
Right there.
It's fucking here.
Yeah.
Well, read another Mr. Rogers fucking quote.
I fucking need about 100 of them right now.
We should probably end the show because it took you 30 minutes to get
God
my fucking
damn
headphones to work.
The fuck, guys? I'm joking.
I wish my headphones didn't work.
Sorry.
Scott went hard in the paint on that one.
I needed to, man. Sorry.
He needed to vent a little. You know? Every once in a while, volcanoes got to erupt.
It's not like it's going to change anything.
Right, no. It actually makes it better. Yeah. Now tomorrow when I'm laughing at this shit, I'm like, oh, yeah, I got to do that again. You know what's funny is, so you say that, but you and I...
Yeah.
Don't have that weird.
Every time that
either.
Me and Joe hang out, we talked on the phone for an hour, like
chatting
a week
about
ago.
Stuff and yeah,
dude, he was telling me about like he had some what was it on your butt?
Hemorrhoids?
No, some yeah.
I've had those before.
It was like something hanging. He was telling me all kinds of crazy shit like this. We were just talking. I was telling him, hey, you got to do this to take care of it, this and this, and it was all nice and cool and no problem at all.
We're going somewhere with this.
And then I don't think we really talked about that. I think I just made that up.
So it's down a rabbit hole. And also, there was no butt talk. He was trying to be funny, and
I think it
did not work.
I think it's all in Scott's
head,
man.
But seriously, like we were nice, and then as soon as those two guys get here, I swear.
It's the combination of the three. That's why
No, it's just you two.
I've been nothing but nice.
Yeah, but
the thing
is, we're nice. It's the combination of the three.
No, it's you two.
It's not us two.
Listen, Colleen is right here watching.
Right.
Colleen, go.
Yeah.
Say something. Tell us. I think it's in Scott's
head.
Who's
the fucking asshole? Who is
See,
it?
That's Charlie doing? Saying, Colleen, take our side right now so we can fuck with Scott even more. That's what he was just doing.
I mean, Colleen's a pretty free thinker. She's going
to
figure it out.
Apparently Colleen's being told what to do.
Colleen, whose side are you on? You're on my side or their
side? So this is the thing. It's more entertaining when they're
So you're taking their
ripping
side.
You. But I noticed that Charlie is way nicer to you when Joe's not around. I hear it in the podcast. Like,
right?
I
really?
Hear it. Yeah, last week.
Okay.
That was a good
You guys
show.
Were like
we
picking on me and Joe. And... We weren't even there to defend ourselves.
Better.
You guys did a show last
week? Well, now I'm going to get a complex about being mean to Scott. I can't be mean to Scott.
Bullshit.
No, you might have to keep that up for entertainment value.
Right.
I drove you around last night. We had a good time.
Oh, God, yeah, you're basically yeah. Look,
but Joe wasn't around.
I looked at your cross like four times.
Joe wasn't around, so that don't count.
Well, yeah. Next time we hang out, you're going to have to like leave him in Cocoa Village and just drive away, and then we'll be square.
I get it. So when, I can only... Okay, I won't be mean to you when Joe's around anymore.
It's inevitable. He can't do that.
I'm
it's,
just commenting on the obvious.
It's nope. The dynamic.
I love you,
you can't
Scott.
Mess up the dynamic. That's
it. I love you too, man.
It's impossible.
I love you too, Joe.
I love you too.
I just don't love both of you at the same time.
I got nothing.
What's happening here?
I don't know. We had a little weird...
Like, is this the rabbit hole you told him not to get into?
I think he might have actually drug us into the fucking rabbit
it's
hole.
It's a fucking topic at the
it
end here. So I did a
board.
Rabbit hole because it's the very bottom
it
thing. You have a bunny rabbit
I mean, we could have
pointing
ended
down
this
to a
on,
hole and it said, no, Scott.
I know.
We could have ended it on such a good note.
I just had I followed the fucking writing.
There you go.
Yeah, and it was a good
no
note.
No rabbit hole, Scott. Yeah, that was. Right. Colleen's was good.
Does he go 5 days a week?
Yes. Money him and Declan both. They go 5 days a week. We have pretty good insurance. I mean, most of the kids in there, they're all on Medicaid. Like, they can get that. And they get disability. But my husband makes too much money to where, like, we don't qualify for any of that. But
you just get paid cash.
We have good insurance, and our insurance covers all of this. And they get scholarships through the state. These Gardner scholarships.
Yeah, that's super cool.
That's like $10,000 a year just to go towards their schooling and stuff there.
Very impressive.
So, like, I mean, if there's people that don't know what to do, or if they think that their kid is like no joke, I don't care if you reach out to me about it, because I knew nothing about autism or anything until this all started happening with Declan, and it was so overwhelming at first, but like we knew something was wrong, and I think a lot of parents, they don't want to admit it, but like I knew straight up, I'm like, okay, my kid just played with a sliding glass door for 2 hours straight just looking at the rail at the bottom, like that's not normal.
Yeah.
You know, he doesn't want to look at me.
Yeah,
you know, but it's all about just getting him help, like, at the beginning. Because, that's the most important thing. Like
figuring it out and getting help.
Yeah. And these teachers down there, man, so good. I have never found anybody that's, like genuinely cares as much as, like, these people do. It's nuts. Nice.
And how do they get their funding? How does, like...
Well, so their behavior therapists that work through a thing called PBS, but they bill the insurance and Medicaid, plus all the kids pay a tuition of $10,000 a year, which is from the Gardner scholarships.
Okay.
If they don't have enough, they do scholarships, and then people can donate money to the school, and it will go to help those kids get, you know, funding. They'll make it work. They like will do whatever it takes and find the money to make a kid able to go there.
How cool would it be to get more information about that and maybe shout it out and see what we can do? Maybe, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. It hits home with you, you know, so it'd be something that would be cool to do.
Yeah. Yeah. That school, it needs help with just in general because it went in so fast. Like, even to get like their playground upgraded, but they're trying.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Is that it? You want to end it on that?
Yeah, let's end it on
that's
that.
A positive way to end it.
Yeah.
But we didn't talk about Colleen's butt, did we?
Well, that was Colleen's butt. That was.
It's on there.
That was Brent's butt.
No, Colleen's butt.
She brought the butt.
It's true. That was good butt.
Oh, no. Shout out to Brent for real, man. Thank you so much for bringing that.
Well done,
that.
Sir. Yeah. Much appreciated. Next time, send more
your little beautiful smiles over there,
Scott goes Godzilla.
Beautiful smile.
Scott goes Godzilla on all the fucking ribs for anybody gets here.
There it goes, Scott. I got
Colleen. Natural, beautiful smile.
Aww.
Look at Scott's smile.
You gotta try.
Oh my God, I can see his belly button in it.
Ew, why
look at Scott, look at your smile.
Dude, why do I hate you so much?
Well, then don't.
All right, come see me at Hardware this weekend before you see them at Bug Nutty.
Do it. Everybody have a great weekend. Hope to see you down there on Saturday.
Yeah, be
it's
safe.
It's going to be a great time.
Be good.
Yeah, and warm up. It's too fucking cold out.
Right?
Is it going to be cold this weekend?
I don't know.
It's supposed
know.
To be warmer. I don't think it's going to be like. I think the whole week's forecast, nothing goes above like 75, but it's
okay.
Not
beautiful.
Freezing. Yeah, it'd be perfect.
Yeah, I mean, that's going to be great.
All right. Drive it up. Here we go. All
right, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Bah.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. I spend a lot of time trying to learn things. I'm going to cut his throat. Wonderingly, wondering and marveling is never. I hate
daisies in a tube top, screaming from the top of her lungs. This all ends tonight. Daddy's on the floor. He's screaming for more. I see you're gonna be alright. Daisies in a tube top, screaming from the top of her lungs. This all ends tonight. He's on the floor, he's screaming for more. I see you're gonna be alright. Alright.
shit's killer. Oh, dude, that was awesome.